What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast. I'm your host, James. This is episode 44. And today, I thought we'd just, you know, chat it up. Just converse about whatever. At least the anime, whatever. Or video games, whatever. I'm just going to talk about whatever. You know, I was going to do the Winter Showcase today, but I think I'm going to wait a little later. But fall's already wrapping up pretty soon. I think we have, what, 2 weeks maybe? Maybe less. But I will be doing that later on. Maybe next episode or episode after that. We'll see what happens. But today I just felt like just conversing with y'all. Just talking about whatever. See what's going on. Give y'all some anime news like per usual. And yeah, just whatever else I've been doing. Hope y'all enjoy it. I know sometimes I just ramble on about other stuff. So this is one of the episodes where I'm be rambling, you know? So anywho, today, well, not today, but off of the for news, Kazuki Yao, the Japanese voice actor for Frankie off of One Piece, he'll be retiring from his role due to health issues. I hope he starts to feel better going forward and stuff, but there'll be a new Japanese VA for Frankie going forward at some point. They haven't announced who's going to be taking that position or anything, but hope everything goes well for Kazuki Yao. Hopefully he starts feeling better and everything. It's tough, but things happen. It's life, so it's sad to see him go, but it is what it is. And man, that is just crazy. I mean, he's been the VA for Frankie, what, 23 years, I believe, or something like that. It's been a long time. That whole crew's been together. I can't remember. Yeah, I want to say it's been 23 years, but I could be wrong on that number. If I'm wrong, correct me, but it's been super forever. So man, I bet it's that's tough to let that go. You've been that character for ever, and just to, because health issues happen all the time, so it's understandable, but it's tough to let something go that you love to do day in, day out, and was hoping to get to the end of One Piece. But hey, you know, it happens. Just hope he starts to feel better, and maybe he comes back, who knows, but we'll see. So apparently, and these are just little articles that I'm reading off of Otaku News Insider. I get news from everywhere, but this is just one of the ones that I find on IG. So if you want to go look at their stuff, they always have things going on. But so Dandadan had fan art received backlash for blackwashing Momon Akurun. Oh, so okay. So I had saw this tweet earlier today, but the initial tweet was deleted. So I didn't see what they were talking about, but now I see what they're talking about. So of course, you know, everyone likes to do their fan art and stuff, and supposedly this guy, he says he's Japanese, but I'm not too sure. You never know with those Twitter profile pictures of just random things. But he says, yo, I'm Japanese, stop making Asian characters black, we're not Disney characters. Interesting take, but I don't see what the issue is. It's just fan art, and it's just someone being creative, so I don't see what the issue is. And this always comes up when an artist wants to draw their own fan art, and they happen to make the characters black. They want to express themselves into their art. So if they're black, they want to make their characters black. It just so happens that they want to go off of the anime characters as well. It's no issue. It's not hurting anyone. But there's always people like this that are internet trolls or just internet haters, and they're not gonna say this to somebody in real life. This is why they live off the internet for. And again, it's not hurting anyone, so let people do their art, let them be free of how they want to express themselves in the art, and just don't worry about it. I mean, come on, it's just, it's characters, they're not real people, so let's just relax on that. Is I always see this. Who was the last one? There was one before this a while back that they drew a character black, and it was a whole issue. I think it was a bigger issue than this one, but I can't remember what character it was. But they drew the character black, and here comes, excuse me, but it's always people of pale color that always want to have the issue with this, and I never understand why. It's like it's always just you can't. What would they say, like, appropriate their culture and stuff in this way? I'm just like, bro, you're not even Japanese, so I don't I don't know where you're coming from, but yeah, it's internet trolls, so I'm gonna just leave it at that. But to do that, tweeted that, I don't know if you're Japanese or not, bro, but let's relax, let's just chill out. It's Twitter, it's art, move forward. Shika noko noko kosh tan tan. I could sing the song, but reading it is hard. But won the buzzword category award at the TikTok Trend Awards. I can see it. That saying was in my head forever when this anime was first coming out, and those memes and TikToks of it, goodness gracious. So yeah, I can agree with the buzzword category award at TikTok. If you haven't seen my dear friend Nokotan, go watch that, because it's a wild anime. It's pretty hilarious. So apparently Code Geass has multiple projects in the works. That's all it says. There's no telling though what all this is coming out. I know they dropped a movie here recently. I want to say it was at the beginning of the year or maybe in the summer. Haven't watched any of it. Only Code Geass that I've seen are the first two seasons, and that's it. And I know there's other things that they've done with it, but the first two seasons was enough for me. I may go check out the other stuff eventually, but I didn't see any need to. I don't even know if, what's his name? Oh my goodness, what is his main character's name? I just blanked on his name. I wanted to say L, but it's not L. Bear with me real quick. I'm going to look up his name, because if I don't, it's going to bother me for the rest of this recording. So one sec while I look this up. Code Geass. And I know y'all yelling at me, tell me his name right now, so I apologize. I forget names. That's how it goes all the time. Lelouch. Goodness gracious. I can't believe I forgot that name. But I don't even know if he's in these later projects or not. But Code Geass fans, y'all got more stuff coming to you soon, so be excited for that. MAPPA's anime about an animator's life airs on January 5th. I haven't even heard of this anime. I have to look more into that. Let me go see what this is about. I bet it's coming out winter, so let me see what this is real quick before we move on to the next piece of news. Oh man, they got so much good stuff coming out for the winter. Yeah, we definitely gonna have to talk about this pretty soon. I should have just did it today, but it is what it is. But the anime is called Zenshu. It looks like it's original anime, and it's after graduating from high school, Natsuko Hirose starts her career as an animator. Her talent quickly flourishes as she makes her debut as a director in no time. Her first anime becomes a massive hit, sparking a social phenomenon and earning her recognition as an up-and-coming genius director. Her next project is set to be a romantic comedy movie themed around first love. However, having never been in love herself, Natsuko struggles to understand the concepts of first love, and as a result, she is unable to create the storyboard, causing the movie production to come to a standstill. Interesting premise. That'll be coming out January 5th, and it looks like, I'm looking right here, and I think it's an original. So that's exciting. So look forward to that. I'll make sure to mark that off of my list so I don't mention it again when I do the winter showcase. So anywho, and the rest of these are just winter shows that they're announcing. Oh, also Solo Lovely movies out in theaters right now. I don't know if I'm gonna watch it or not. I know it's like the rehash of the first season, and then I think it does the first two episodes of the second season. So I don't know if I'll actually go watch it. I may just wait and see what happens, but we'll see. New Saint Seiya spinoff manga Saint Maria starts on January 6th. I've never gotten into Saint Seiya, but it looks interesting. I just never had a chance to really look into it, so I may have to check it out. But looks like that's really all besides, you know, winter announcements, so we can just keep conversing, you know. But for me, it's been a busy few weeks or so. Around this time is holiday times, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So at my job, it gets super busy. So I feel like I've been falling behind on shows and stuff. And also reading manga. I haven't posted a manga blitz in a minute just because I've just been so behind on everything. And around this time is just one thing after another. So hoping to get back to it here pretty soon. But you gotta get Christmas gifts for everyone. Gotta make sure I can get home to celebrate with my family. Make sure I get stuff done for New Year's Eve. And make sure if I'm working or not. It's just a whole bunch of just headache after headache. And don't get me wrong, I like the holidays and stuff. It's just super chaotic sometimes. And that's just how it goes. And it it is what it is. I'm pretty sure y'all are swamped with different things with your families and work and everything as well. But that's just what's going on with me. I mean, it's just work, hardly any play. And yeah. And then I'm also been trying to schedule I'm already scheduling things for next year, for 2025. So I don't know if I mentioned this on the pod before, but I'm becoming a marathon runner. So I'm trying to schedule 3 marathons to run next year. And I want to like spread them out throughout the year and not do them back to back. Excuse me. And just trying to see which ones I want to do and go from there. And of course, there's always 5Ks to do and stuff. So I'll probably just run those throughout the year. Those are easier than running a marathon, you know? So just trying to get all that situated. And also setting aside money to build my savings. And also we're trying to go to Japan. We were supposed to be this coming year, but things happened. My car, for one, being sick and having to spend money on other things. So that didn't happen, but we're planning to, well, not this year. It was supposed to be for next year, 2025. So now we're planning for spring of 2026. So we're just getting everything situated and just what trips to cut out for next year that we usually do. So we go to a lot of music festivals and stuff. So we're trying to kind of cut back on which ones we actually want to go to and which ones we can just cut out just so we can save more money on it. And yeah, just those type of situations. You know, you want to travel abroad and just try to go to see different things. You got to kind of sacrifice other things that you like to do and stuff so you can do other things. So we're trying to plan around that and figure out what all we want to do. But so marathons, trips, building finances, you know, regular stuff. And then I'm not even trying to do like a new year, new me type of situation. I'm already starting now. I need to get back into running shape. I know it's December right now, so it's kind of colder where I'm at, but I've ordered like thermal things so I can run outside and stuff. So it's just a matter of getting out there and starting to get back into it. It's gonna suck for a little bit because it's gonna be freezing, but gotta get over it. Even the marathon days, race days, the weather could be 200 degrees or raining cats and dogs, and they're still gonna have that race. So you just gotta roll with the punches and keep it pushing. So if I can put that into my workouts and be just ignore the weather and the elements and stuff, then it'll benefit me in the long run when we get to race day and stuff. So that's really where I'm at this point. But then Christmas gifts. So I'm trying to get my mom. She mentioned she wanted a Keurig a few months ago, so I'm gonna probably get her that. My grandma, I think I'm gonna give her an air fryer. She's always talking about her, what is it called? It's a little fryer. It's, oh goodness gracious, what are they called? Those little small like oven things. I can't remember what they're called, but she has one of those and it's pretty old. So I think I'm gonna just get her an air fryer. And my sister, they ain't know what to get her. She's trying to get back into working out, so I'm thinking maybe like workout items, weights or workout clothes, but maybe something else. Maybe get her Xbox Live Pass so she can play online. I don't know. I'm stuck on what to get her. I'm kind of going back and forth trying to figure that out. She's always the one that I struggle trying to figure out what to get her. She's not helpful what to tell me what she likes and what she wants. So I kind of just have to figure it out on my own and try to surprise her or whatever. But I'm sure she'll be fine with clothes or something. But I just want to get her something that she's interested in at this moment. But I just got to keep on looking, because if I ask her, she's going to say, I don't know, whatever. And that's not helpful. So I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to keep on looking for stuff. But anywho, it's crazy. Holidays, I tell you. They're probably not even giving me anything, which I don't really need anything for Christmas or anything, but I know they always want to give me something, but they don't need to. I can buy my own things. So and that I'm sure they don't even know where to look for, say, an anime figure or something like that, but that, no fault to them. That's just not their interest, and that's not something that they go looking for me. So it is what it is. But anyway, I've been watching a lot of, did I mention this before? I might have mentioned this on my other podcast, but I started watching Scrubs, and I've been watching that a lot. I'm on season 3, I believe, and it's 9 seasons. And one of my buddies says it's like one of his favorite shows. So when one of my friends tell me that, I'm like, all right, I gotta finish the show at least. But so far, it's kind of just, okay show. It kind of reminds me a lot of how I felt when I watched The Office. It was okay. There were really funny moments here and there, but nothing to write home about. And I know a lot of people are big on The Office. It's just not for me. And I watched the whole show just so I can, if I had an opinion on it, I can speak on it and not get attacked, which I probably still would get attacked. I'm always still judged of why I don't like The Office. It's just not my type of comedy, I guess. And this is what Scrubs reminds me a lot of. It's just okay, funny moments, but not really funny all the way through. And some of the jokes that they have on there as well are super dated. I think the show came out 2001, if I'm not mistaken. I'm looking it up right now because I cannot remember, but it's an older show. But I think it goes all the way up to 2013 or something like that. But it's okay. Yeah, October 2nd, 2001, when it first came out, and I'm on season 3. So what is that, like 2003, 2004? And again, it's a comedy. It's one of the shows of all time, and that's fine. People might not vibe with the comedy shows that I like New Girl or Brooklyn Nine-Nine or Superstore. That's my type of comedy, or Parks and Rec, and that's fine. Everyone likes their own things. It's just, I don't know, I just, if it's one of my friends like top shows or whatever, I would like to enjoy it like they do, but I just don't have the same sense of humor, I guess. But we all, I don't know, it's a weird thing. But that's where I'm at right now, season 3 of Scrubs. And I don't even know if anyone watches Scrubs. If y'all watch Scrubs, let me know. Tell me how y'all felt about it, because I'm curious. I only know one person that's watched the show and he loves it, but I want another opinion on the show. But anyway, I've been watching that a lot. And then this past weekend, watched some Christmas movies with my lady. What did we watch? Let me go to my letterbox real quick. So I forgot. Oh, I did watch this as well too. I almost forgot. So I watched on Saturday, Speak No Evil, that new James McAvoy movie. It just came on Peacock, I believe, and decided to check it out. It was decent. I don't know what I expected from it, because it has a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes and on Letterboxd, but I thought it was just okay. It was the beginning of it with James McAvoy, he's such a great actor, and the way he makes you feel in the beginning of the movie feels super just awkward, and just that this dude is up to something, but you just don't know what. He's really good at doing that, and I don't know, I really appreciate him for doing that. And then we watched, that movie I watched by myself, but later that day, because we went to, let me explain why we got to Christmas things. So we went to our local Christmas parade and stuff, and the lighting of the tree. And then after that, we got pizza, went back to her apartment and watched Christmas stuff. So the first thing we watched was the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. It's a staple for me to go watch that for every Christmas. And they did a really good job when they dropped that on in 2022. And then we watched this Hallmark Christmas movie. And you know how Hallmark movies are. They're super cheesy, but threw that on, called Christmas Island. It was a movie, I'll tell you that. We're trying to watch this other Hallmark movie. It's called A Kansas City Story or something like that. I'm trying to look it up right now. It's a Hallmark movie about Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of the different people that are around the Kansas City Chiefs are in this movie. But I've heard it's like super cheesy. So we're trying to watch that. But I guess they haven't put it on Peacock yet. Even though Peacock has like all the other Hallmark movies. Which makes no sense. They didn't have this movie on there. But I guess since it's new, they didn't bother to put it on there yet. So that was unfortunate. But let me see real quick. That's not it. That's not the one I'm looking for. It's not giving me the name of it anymore. Holiday Touchdown, that's what it's called. Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. And it's Hallmark's number one movie of the year. That's crazy. But it's just funny that they're so involved with the Chiefs, and they put a lot of these players and stuff in it. So Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's mom Donna's in it, and the Cracy Hunt, the daughter of the Chiefs CEO, and we have Andy Reid, the coach, four players, Trey Smith, McCole Hardman, Clyde Edwards-Hiller, and George Karloftis are all in this movie. And it's a Hallmark movie, so I know it's cheesy, but I gotta watch this eventually. I hope they put it back on there, because I had seen this a while back that it was on Peacock. I just never bothered watching them. When we actually wanted to watch it, it wasn't on there anymore, so I really hope they put it back on there just to see how it goes. They have, what's this actress? I recognize her. Candace Cameron Burr. Who are you? I think she's off Full House. Yeah, Full House. I thought so. But yeah, that's what did my Saturday. And then, of course, I've been gaming. So my games, I bought Final Fantasy VI. What was the other game? This Death Note game, Crash Bandicoot. That was more for my girl than me, but I still play it. It's still a fun game. And then what else did I buy? These are all on Black Friday deals, so I bought them all then. Oh, Ghostwire Tokyo. It's a horror game. I didn't even know that. I thought it was just like one of those, like, what is that game called? Hacker games. I can't remember what the other hacker game is called, but I thought it was kind of like that, but it's a horror game. And I was trying to play it at night. I said, nah, this ain't it right now. I have to wait to play this. But, oh, and I've also been playing Ghost of Tsushima again. Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima. There we go. And so Final Fantasy and Ghost of Tsushima I've been stuck on, and I forgot how great Ghost of Tsushima is. Like, I took a break from it because, you know, obligations of being an adult, got to do other things, but I've gotten back on it, and man, I'm loving that game. It's so, the world is just crazy, and how many things to do. I thought I was like halfway through this story. I'm not even close. I'm doing too many side stories, I guess. Final Fantasy, I didn't even know if I was gonna like it or not. I haven't really played a lot of JRPGs, but people said this was the one, and they said to play this one or Nier Optima. I think that's the other one, which I'm gonna download that one as well, so I can play that too. But yeah, Final Fantasy, I'm really enjoying that as well. I don't know what I thought this game was. I've never played a Final Fantasy in my life, and I thought it was like some type of kind of like a fantasy game, like an isekai type of thing, but they have all this technology and different things that they have, and I was not expecting that. Like I said, I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't that. But I'm really enjoying that game, and it doesn't seem like a long game, so I think I'm gonna finish that one before I finish Ghost of Tsushima. I keep struggling with that word, but that's all I've been playing too. I'm trying to think of that Death Note game. It reminds me a lot of Among Us. That's what it reminded me of, and I don't know what I was expecting from it, but I thought it was gonna be something different, I guess, something interesting. But it just felt like Among Us, but just Death Note. A lot of the mechanics are kind of the same, but you're just not doing different tasks and stuff. You're either the Death Note user or a bystander, and you're trying to figure out who the Death Note user is. Really about it. Nothing crazy. I'm trying to remember this Final Fantasy character's name, but names are not coming up on what I'm looking for. It's making me mad. But the main character, Sword Guy, I just call him Sword Guy. He's, what is the word for it? He's a tsundere. That's what he is, a tsundere. Like, through and through. I'm like, buddy, let's get a grip. Let's relax a little bit. But nah, Cloud, that's his name. Cloud Strife. Yeah, buddy is a little too much for me at times. And then what is the other guy's name, the big guy with the gun on his arm? Is it Barrett? I think it's Barrett. That guy too, a little too much for me. My favorite characters are the two side character guys, and I can't remember their names at the moment, but they're hilarious. But I'm at the part where we just got to that one village or whatever after destroying that one plant, and I'm helping Tifa with the bar, and what am I missing? Oh, we had to go hunt down these little monster things to show the neighborhood watch that I can do stuff. So I'm not super far into it, but it seems like this game goes quick. Because when I checked my PlayStation's how much I've done to it, and it was already like at 40%. I was like, oh, okay. Thought I was going to be at like 10 or 15, but pretty close to being done already, I guess. So, but I'm having a time. I'm having a ball playing all these games. I haven't had a time to be playing video games in a while. So now that I had time this past weekend and the weekend before that, man, loving it. But I'm pretty sure that's probably going to go away come in the next few weeks, sadly. But hoping I can get back to it eventually. And I have people, friends on Blue Sky and stuff that ask me to stream it. But I just don't know if I'd be good at streaming. That's my only thing. I'm like, I could. I streamed before, but I don't know. I really don't know how to set it up to stream with my PS5. It's probably a function on my PS5 that I can do it. I just gotta look into it a little bit more. Sometimes I just get on the game and just go. I don't even think about it. So I'm gonna have to look into it on my PS5 and see what's up. I mean, you may maybe catch me on a stream. Who knows? Oh, another game I've been playing a lot, because I'm a college football fan. That's college football, NCAA. Been killing it on that. Man, that game sucks me in too. If I'm not playing Ghost of Tsushima or Final Fantasy, I'm on college football just getting pissed off and throwing interceptions. But anyway, that's my little video game talk. Sorry I don't play a ton of video games, but the ones I do play, I enjoy them. Real quick before I leave that topic, I've been debating if I want to get back onto Apex, because sometimes I want to shoot things. So I want to buy Black Ops, but I don't want to drop $70. But then I was like, I can just download Apex, but I don't want to play a battle royale. So I'm just like, what do I do? So I think I'm going to end up buying Black Ops or begrudgingly getting Apex again. And Apex, I love that game, but sometimes I freaking hate it. The sweats on there be sweaty as hell and be pissing me off. Just let me work my 9 to 5 and come home and just shoot a few things and let me get out of here. Don't over here just jump me in the woods and not let me enjoy the game. But yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, from what I just seen on my Twitter, or Blue Sky, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans are both returning to the MCU for Avengers Doomsday. This is breaking news just right now. And it's coming in theaters May 1st, 2026. I did not know Chris Evans was going to be coming back. Huh. So my question is, he's old now. So what are we doing here? Are we getting a different Steve Rogers from a different universe? Or what's going on? From the comments, people are pissed. But when are people ever happy? Huh. I need to read more into that once I'm done recording. I wish I could give y'all more information, but literally it just popped up on my phone. So I apologize. I thought it was just going to be Robert Downey Jr., but here we are. Huh. That's crazy. I've heard a lot of people have been enjoying that Marvel Rivals. That's another game I've been debating if I want to buy or not. I've been seeing clips of it and everything, and I'm just like, oh, this looks dope. But it also reminds me of Overwatch. But I'm cool with it. If it's Marvel characters, sign me up. So debating if I want to get that as well. There's just so many games that I want to buy, but I just don't have the time to play them all. And that's really upsetting. It's like, I didn't even finish Cyberpunk just because I didn't have enough time to play it. But I need to get back to it, or just download it on my PS5, because the Cyberpunk's on my Xbox. But we'll see what happens. Anime stuff, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I haven't watched any anime. I've been watching Scrubs, and yeah, I've neglected anime this past 2 weeks. I've been saying I need to get back on, what is that show called? Why did I just draw a blank? What is Fruits Basket? Goodness gracious, I don't know how I just drew a blank. Been saying I need to get back on that. I haven't done it. I've been listening to these other anime podcasts, and they're one of the hosts is rewatching Naruto, and I was rewatching Naruto a while back too. Haven't gotten back on that either. And then they were saying they were at the Orochimaru kills the third Hokage part, and I was like, oh, I'm way past this, but they're probably about to catch up to me just because I haven't watched Naruto in like a month. And I'm behind on Dandadan. I'm behind on Miss Servant. I'm behind on Tsushima. That's how you say it? Tsushima? Yeah. The worst anime fan ever. I haven't watched anything. And I have an anime podcast. Like, yeah. Yell at me. It's fine. Y'all can yell at me. It's cool. No worries. I'm going to get back on it. Probably tonight. I need to watch a little bit of anime. And... So, after I'm done recording, I'm going to get my workout in. And for my workouts, I like to throw on either Hunter x Hunter or How Heavy Are Your Dumbbells. Just, like, something in the background, but also, like, kind of motivating. Because I still have my headphones in for music. But if I look up and see the TV and stuff, I'll see, Gon's pushing hard. Let me go ahead and push through this workout. Where the How Heavy Are Your Dumbbells, they're going crazy with the weights. Let me keep going. Then I should do the same thing with Naruto, but I don't ever see him working hard until they get to when he's trying to do the Rising Shuriken. Is that how you say that? Because I'm already past the part when Kakashi's training him and Sasuke in the forest and everything. But that's how I watch anime sometimes. Well, rewatch anime. But so it might be a little bit of Hunter x Hunter, maybe How Heavy Are Your Dumbbells. We'll see. And then Tsushima, I really need to get back on that. And this is the anime where I told y'all I thought it was gonna be weird, but it's actually super wholesome. I don't know if I, because the whole show is called, let me go to the seasonals real quick because I forgot the whole title, because I had mentioned it a while back and I was like, I don't know what they're doing with this show, kind of weird with the title. But it was all fake, tricked us all. They took it off the whole title. Oh, come on. Hold on, let me see real quick. It was something. Oh, If My Wife Became an Elementary School Student. Yeah, I remember when I was talking about that and I was like, I don't know what they doing with this, but it's actually super wholesome. Quick rundown. It's not even a spoiler because it happens like 5 minutes into anime. The mom passes away and she's been gone for 10 years. And the dad and the daughter have been just going through the motions of life. They barely even speak to each other. They live in the same house, but they barely speak to each other. They're just still so hurt and lost without her. And then one day, some 10-year-old just walking by comes up and knocks on the door and says, "Hey, yo, what's going on? I'm your wife." And they're like, "Excuse me?" So they let her in, have those conversations. She knows every little thing that about them. And sure enough, it's the wife. She's back, reincarnated as a 10-year-old. Hijinks ensue and things get crazy. It's wholesome, sad, depressing, anxiety ridden, happy. It's a lot of them. It's a emotional roller coaster, and I recommend it. One of my favorite shows of the fall so far. But yeah, super super wholesome. I probably mentioned that with the fall midpoint, but I'm mentioning it again because I really like this show. All right. Excuse me. But yeah, I need to get back on that. Oh, that's the other show I'm behind on as well. 365 Days to the Wedding. I need to catch up on that as well. But I'm looking at my anime list. So I don't know if y'all know or not. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it a while back about Watanabe having a new anime coming out. I think it's an Adult Swim collaboration with Crunchyroll, if I'm not mistaken. But it's called Lazarus. So I'll bring this up because people are kind of losing their minds because Watanabe said that this is connected to Cowboy Bebop, Samurai Champloo, what is the other show? Space Dandy, Carolyn Tuesday. It's connected to all the shows. And people are losing their minds on the internet and stuff. Like how all his shows are connecting and everything. Which, for me, I thought this was already common knowledge that Watanabe connects all his shows, but I guess not. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just the big Watanabe nerd that I already knew this. I don't know, but it's been TikTok videos, people on Twitter, and they're trying to like kind of see if this Lazarus show, I forget what the character's name, Axel, is kind of like related to Spike or something. Like I think maybe it's Mugen, Axel, because I think this Lazarus show is a few years ahead of Space Cowboy, Cowboy Bebop. So they think Spike might be a descendant of Axel, and then Axel's a descendant of Mugen, which, okay, I can see, but I've never heard Watanabe ever say that there's any relation to any of his characters. He just says that all of these shows are in the same universe, and that's all he said. So he could come out and say that later on, but as of now, I think people are kind of reaching a little bit. But yeah, if y'all didn't know, all of Watanabe's worlds are all connected in some shape or form. Samurai Champloo is probably the beginning of it all, and then we go into Cowboy Bebop, and I think it's Cowboy Bebop, Space Dandy, and then Carolyn Tuesday, because Carolyn Tuesday, they mentioned something about the type of currency that they all use. And then Space Dandy, they end up, spoiler alert if you haven't watched Cowboy Bebop, they find the refrigerator that they kicked out from the Bebop, from one of the Bebop episodes. So there's that. And I know there's another connection with Carolyn Tuesday and Cowboy Bebop, but I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. But I'm excited for this new show, Lazarus. I think it's coming out in January, sometime in 2025. I don't know if it's a winter show or just a 2025 show. We'll find out later. They're still going through the motions of promotions and stuff like that. I think there's a Shonen Jump Expo coming up in the next few weeks, and they're supposed to talk about a lot of shows. I saw that they had a Assassination Classroom announcement coming up, JJK announcement, Fire Force announcement. There's a whole bunch of different anime announcements coming up in the next few weeks. I want to say it's next week or this week. I wish I remembered. I should have saved that article, but being me, I kind of forgot, so I apologize. But if I find that article, I will read it off this next episode. So again, sorry about that. But yeah, there's me just rambling on. I think this is gonna be it for this episode. Again, this is just, it's a corner talk. I forgot what number of corner talk we're at, but corner talk is 5, I think. If I might be mistaken, I'm not too sure. I'll see once I start editing and stuff. But thank y'all again for coming into another Anime Corner episode. Please, please, please keep sharing, keep liking. 5 stars, 4 stars on Apple and Spotify. It really gets me out there to other people and to bring more people into the podcast. So more ears on the podcast, more listeners and stuff. And we can get more of a community going and stuff. So IG, Anime Corner Pod. TikTok, Anime Corner Pod. If you want to email me, theanimecornerpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email me, hey, cool. Let me know what I'm doing right, or let me know what I'm doing wrong. Or just hit me up if you want to talk about something, or you want me to talk about a topic that you've been wanting to hear. Just let me know, because I'll watch whatever show y'all recommend me. And that's a guarantee. All right. But don't get crazy and just start recommending me some weird stuff, because that's when I'm at the cut it off. But yeah, thank y'all again. I feel like I'm forgetting something that I wanted to mention, but I can't think of it off at the top of my head anymore. So I will catch y'all next time. Peace.